Welcome back to Coach Speak here on at 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here as we're wrapping up our program here on this Monday night. We're talking with the head girls basketball coach of the Roland Story Norseman, Maddie Gelber, joins us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So last time we talked, obviously, was right, you know, that first week of practice, and since then your girls are off to a great start. You know, you're 4-1. You got a really marquee win to open up the season over the defending Class 3A runners-ups in Estherville Lincoln Central. That was before or during the Thanksgiving break. You come back, you're 3-1 since break. The lone loss in there, a tight loss to a very good Gilbert team that's ranked in the top five of, or was ranked in the top five of Class 4A in the last two outings for your team. You know, 59-15 win over against Nevada, 74-24 over Perry on Friday night. The defense has really taken a step up a couple notches here to open up the season. Just overall, what have you and the staff seen from this crew early on this season that has really stood out in a positive light for your team?
Yeah, we're very happy with our start. You know, obviously you want to win every game you play, so of course we would have loved to get the Gilbert game, but that's such a good game for both teams. It's one that if we play 10 times, it's, you know, somebody probably wins 5 or 6, and, you know, somebody wins the other 4 or 5. So it's a great matchup for us. We've been happy with, you know, what we've done defensively. We're not shooting the ball quite as well as we want to right now, but you just kind of got to trust that the work the kids have done will even that out eventually. We got a lot of kids that are returning that have done this before, but we've also got some kids that are in, you know, significantly larger roles than they've been in the past, and whenever you have that, it, you know, just kind of takes time for things to fall into place and kids to figure out their role.
I'm glad you brought up kids that are in bigger roles than before, because just a couple I can think of off the top of our head, or of my head at least. Alyssa Jones obviously stepping into a starting role after being definitely the sixth player type of role the last couple of years. And then someone that had a really good week last week off the bench was Brindley Carlson, just shooting the basketball at a fantastic clip in those wins over Nevada and over Perry into double figures in both of those games. And just those two in particular, what can you say about what they have done to take their game to another level here to open up this season?
Yeah, you know, for sure. Both of those kids lived in the gym in the off season. You know, they have other things that they do. You know, it's not like they're in there 8 hours a day, but mm-hmm. Both of them got up a pretty significant number of shots. We knew that both of them were capable of doing it. You know, Brindley would have JV games last year. I don't remember who they were playing, but I remember there was a JV game where she made 8 threes in the first half. You know, so it was just kind of one of those things that we knew it was there. It's just kind of a matter of, you know, getting up to that varsity speed, and that's kind of different from playing JV and playing varsity. But the thing both of those kids have in common is that they're just incredibly hard workers. They're super coachable, and they want to do whatever they can do to help us win.
And looking at the, you know, talking about going from the offensive side to the defensive side, obviously being at that game Tuesday night against Nevada, someone that really stood out to me, and we saw quite a bit of what she could be last year, now stepping in as a sophomore, Riley Johnson as a starter, just on the defensive end, just brings a relentless energy definitely to the top of your defense in terms of guard play. You know, she had a couple steals that just, you know, kind of took my breath away, just ripping the ball away from defenders, and just, you know, having her at the top of that pressure defense that you run, whether it's a full court press or a trapping zone, wherever your team throws out there. What's it like having someone that brings such an intense energy like Riley Johnson brings to the point of that?
Yeah, she's tenacious. She is not somebody that I would want to dribble the ball the length of the floor against. You know, she just never stops. Whatever we're doing in practice, if it's competitive specifically, she's going to do every single thing that she can do to win. So it's just really a blessing to have another kid like that. We have so many of those kids that are so competitive right now. And that makes, you know, it makes practice great. Usually with girls, you kind of have to pull competitiveness out of them sometimes. But with this group we have right now, we find ourselves having to kind of tamper down the competitiveness of practice sometimes, which is a far, far superior option in my opinion. So Riley definitely helps drive that for us.
And as we take a look at the upcoming schedule, obviously Tuesday night, the rivalry game once again, Rolling Story South Hamilton at South High with a tip-off at 6 o'clock. You follow that up on Friday with a road trip to Jefferson to take on Greene County to kind of wrap up the pre-New Year's slate. Obviously, you have about a week and a half in there, get practices in, maybe get other things worked on before your team is back and running Friday the 3rd with a game at Wells Fargo Arena against West Marshall. That's going to be, early on in the season, a pretty important conference game before really getting into a pretty tough slate with Iowa Falls Alden on the 6th of January, and then obviously PCM, who is another team right towards the top of the standings here at the early part of the season. Just, look, first off, looking at this week, what are some expectations that you and the staff have for the girls this with these two games to wrap up the 2024 portion of the slate? And then what are some things that you and the staff want to work on with these girls going into the holiday break and into the new year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us this week is just, handling our business and working on the things that we need to continue to get better at. Tuesday night, like you said, it's a rivalry game. Mark does a great job there at South Hamilton of always finding a way to make a game closer than maybe you want it to be as the opposing coach. So we know they're going to have something for us. Rivalry game, their kids will always play hard. And then Greene County Friday, and then, we got quite a stretch coming back from Christmas break. Couple of monster conference games with West Marshall and PCM, and then we sneak Iowa Falls in there, who, they're starting year one with a new staff and Coach Collison, but from watching him on tape, he's doing a great job, and that's always a tough place to go get a win. I think it's been a while since Rolling Stories won over in Iowa Falls. Certainly a big stretch for us. You got to take them one at a time and focus on what you can focus on, but we're looking forward to it.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week with South Hamilton and Greene County.
Perfect. Thanks, Quinn.
Yep, that was Maddie Gilbert, the head girls basketball coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. As that's it for our program on this Monday night, we'll take you back to regular programming here on 95.7 FM.